Fox and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Another day of legal challenges to President Trump's efforts to cut federal spending. A hearing in Boston focused on whether a buyout offer for federal workers is legal. And another judge weighed in on his earlier order that the White House unfreeze federal spending. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
They haven't complied fully with the order, and there's evidence some federal grants and loans are still not going out. He's now mandating the cash be released.
President Trump says his latest tariffs will focus on steel and other imports. With Valentine's Day approaching, flower shop owner Dave Mullen is concerned about Chinese retaliatory tariffs.
We've already got 20 or 30 orders already in, paid for, and I'm not going to go back to that customer and say, hey, you know, you owe us another $2. We're not going to do that. We'll absorb the cost.
President Trump also plans to relax enforcement of a law that prohibits American companies operating abroad from using bribery and other illegal methods. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One person is arrested after a drug search warrant took place on Friday. The Plover Police Department searched a home on Forest Drive in the village of Plover a little before 9:30 on February 7th. A 29-year-old female and 35-year-old male were located at the scene. The man was taken into custody on active arrest warrants not related to the search warrant. The 35-year-old was previously identified as a local supplier of meth, cocaine, fentanyl, and THC. During the search of the home, detectives found drug paraphernalia, marijuana, and approximately 34 grams of cocaine packaged to deliver. The male subject is being referred to the Portage County District Attorney's Office on charges of bail jumping, neglecting a child, delivery of multiple different drugs, possession of cocaine with intent to deliver, and maintaining a drug trafficking dwelling. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services confirmed a second pediatric influenza-associated death in the state on Friday. According to health officials, the death occurred during the week of January 26th to February 1st, months after the first confirmed pediatric death in September. The Department of Health Services has been warning residents of higher flu activity this winter and recently saw the highest number of flu-related hospitalizations in a week since January of 2018. Officials also say flu vaccination rates are down this year. Are you interested in how our state wildlife species and habitat are managed? The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is currently drafting a plan and seeking public feedback on the plan's objectives. This strategic plan will guide priorities for resources and work in the coming years. The DNR values your input and believes it's important for you to weigh in on the draft plan's objectives and share which are most important to you. You can find out more at dnr.wi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Get ready for some cold later this week. Today, clouds will increase this afternoon, but some sunshine this morning. We'll get to around 20 for a high today. Some light snow tonight, 2 below zero. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 10 above. We're going to drop down to around 7 below Wednesday with some light snow by Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers is on a vacation, so it'll be Tuesday Tangents with you and Aaron Zommers. And headlines of the day, be with us then. And what's worse, we'll see you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, February 10th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At part two today at 4:30, we're going to talk to Jake and Gwen from Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, get to know them a little bit. Right now, though, we have on our studio line Shannon Starr. She is the eldest granddaughter of Bart and Sherry Starr. We're here today to talk about the Cooking with the Stars cookbook and where the proceeds are going to be going to and some of the recipes and some of those things. We're really looking forward to diving into with Shannon today. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate the time. And I do feel, I have to admit, I do feel like I am talking a little bit to royalty talking to you from a Wisconsin radio station here. I just have to note that right away, Shannon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I'm thrilled to be a part of this and to share what we're doing with you guys. And Wisconsin has a very, very dear spot in my heart.
And if you don't mind, before we dive into the cookbook and this amazing organization that you guys run, can we get to know you a little bit, Shannon? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, right now, I am a busy mother of three, sometimes five kids. We live in Hoover, Alabama, which is a suburb of Birmingham, and I live pretty close to where my grandparents used to live. And We just have a lot going on. We love to travel and love to cook and love to watch football. Yesterday was really exciting in our household. So just the typical things.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you for letting us know where you're at. It's always fun for our listeners to know where these calls are coming from and all those things. And it was pretty noteworthy. It was kind of cool that we knew we were going to have this conversation. And yesterday at the end of the game, they show Bart and they show, you know, those Packer teams, that last teams to kind of win a three-peat and everything. So it was kind of neat to have that there.
It was so nice. It was so nice to see him up on the screen yesterday. I couldn't stop smiling. And wow, what a game.
Yeah, pretty interesting one. And you know, I should get this in there right away as well, Shannon, because I all respect and journalistic integrity. I am from Chicago. I am a Chicago fan. That should be noted. But I will say, growing up, my father, his favorite person was Vince Lombardi, because we are Italian. And my father just was going to root for that guy no matter what and everything, and loved those early Packer teams. So I feel like I got a little bit of both on this. And one of the things that stood out right away was the story of Bart Starr and knowing so much about him that my father told me about when I was a kid. But I didn't know much about Sherry Starr. And one of the best parts of this interview for me was being able to do some homework and learn more about Sherry Starr and this amazing human being. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Well, you know, we really, really love and miss my grandmother so much. And she was, I would say, the glue of our family. We always went to her house for Thanksgiving, for Christmas. We took fun trips together. I would go play tennis over there at their house when I was younger and before I went to college. A lot of good moments. And I also went out to eat with them at least once a week, you know, when I was living in the Birmingham area. So she was insistent on doing things together as a family, and she took a lot of pride in that. She loved to host people for football games, of course, every Sunday. Just such a warm, maternal lady. I feel like she was everybody's mother and grandmother.
She sounds like it. She sounds like, and it sounds like an amazing person. And while, you know, like many people like myself didn't get to meet her or get to know her, I think so much of that comes across through this organization. You may not have a cup of coffee with these people, but when they put their name on something like this and they believe in something so deeply like pediatric cancer research and care, you know that, I don't know, for me, you know, these are good people. You know, these are people that are trying to do some good. And they did this with the Star Children's Fund. Can we talk a little bit about that and where that, how that got started and where that came from?
Well, absolutely. So I think it started, their interest in raising funds for cancer treatment started with the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation, of course, mm-hmm. and they were honorary chair people for many, many years. But, later on, this is, I think, you know, 2015, 2016, they started talking about another initiative to help fill in the gaps for pediatric cancer research, because it is the most underfunded and understudied type of cancer out there. So I think that was really admirable of my grandparents to, you know, take a step back and say, okay, well, we've done so much for so many other charities and we've raised so much money, but how else can we give back? You know, mm-hmm. what else needs to be done? So kudos to my grandmother Cherry. She was really thinking outside the box then.
Yeah. Yeah, really. You know, this is a topic. There is no more, I think, 6 degrees of separation when it comes to cancer. Everybody at this point in the game has been affected by cancer in 2 to 3 degrees, if not closer than that. And it's a topic that I think a lot of us have done our homework on. I in particular, it's affected my family. So I'm very up to date on a lot of the research and a lot of the funding, different things that are going on. All that being said, it wasn't until doing the homework for this interview that I saw the stat that of the billions of dollars spent annually on cancer research and treatment, only 4% benefits childhood cancer. That is alarming to me. But it was also I was comforted by right away realizing, oh, the Star family saw this and they're doing something about that.
Absolutely. And I know that my grandmother, she loved being a mother. She loved being a grandmother. And she saw that many children in the state of Alabama, they didn't have a lot of options for the research and they didn't have the funding for it. So let's try to help the most in need right now. Let's try to put our money towards this so we can research and get some more insight as to, you know, why this cancer is developing in certain children. Why are they being affected right now? Where can we put the money towards for this foundation that's going to greatly impact these children?
I don't think that there's anything that says when you sign up and you become famous that you have to do something with your celebrity and you have to do something with your name. But I admire it so much when the above and beyond athletes will go to, or the above and beyond celebrities will go to, you know, use that celebrity to, you know, hopefully do some good. And this is a perfect example of it. This may be the best example of it when it comes to the work that this organization is doing. To date, the Stars have helped raise over $16 million to help fight cancer. Just an incredible number right there. And while we lost right. Bart and Sherry in recent years, and they are missed greatly, the current and previous Star Children's Fund initiatives are noteworthy, Shannon. Do you mind if we touch on some of these a little bit?
Absolutely.
the Barton Sherry Starr Hematology and Oncology Fellowship Fund at the Children's of Alabama enables advancements in research, education, and clinic care, helping to improve outcomes for children facing these challenging conditions and providing hope to families in need. That right there is a noteworthy one.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So to date, the Starr Children's Fund has awarded over $535,000 in grants to organizations tackling childhood cancer. So that's also very noteworthy.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing well, and we're bringing the money in for this, and I'm very proud of what we've accomplished so far.
I wanted to note also Helmets for Heroes. Helmets for Heroes unites all 32 NFL quarterbacks under one cause, helping the children and families impacted by pediatric cancer. All 32 quarterbacks plus some mystery helmets signed by NFL legends are auctioned off. There is the Catering for a Cure high school fundraisers. There's so many different things that this organization does. I just wanted to note those before we dove into the cookbook and got really into that right there. And certainly radiothons and grants for research. The Starr Children's Fund also awards grants to support pediatric cancer research, and that's where we're kind of going to go with this next.
Well, you know what? I think that we have a lot going on, and I'm going to say one thing about the Helmets for Heroes. I know Bart and Cherry were really, really excited about that every single year. That was one of the things they look most forward to. And the Bart and Cherry Starr Hematology Oncology Fellowship is still going strong, and we're trying to raise funds for that. And so the proceeds from this cookbook are going to go towards that fellowship fund, which is something that I'm here to continue talking about. And I hope people will really consider purchasing a cookbook if they haven't already.
Yeah, we're speaking with Shannon Starr, eldest granddaughter of Bart and Cherry Starr. And it's noteworthy, you know, Bart Starr was pretty much the first, you know, famous starting quarterback, and the bar gets set right there. Not only, you know, professionally and sports wise and what he was able to do on the field and the winning, but how you handle yourself off the field. And he really set the bar to where we see so many quarterbacks nowadays trying to do some good with their name and their cause. And it remains noteworthy all these decades later, the bar that he set. And the one of the things that's fun about this, I think, is the different ways that, you know, athletes will find to impact their communities or to raise funds. And cookbooks are one of the best ways you can do this. That being said, there's a lot of good ones out there. The greatest named cookbook I've ever seen is Cooking with the Starrs. I've never seen a better name for a cookbook. And the recipes in here are amazing. Let's dive into the cookbook itself, where people can get it, and some of your favorite parts of the cookbook, Shannon.
Okay, lots of good questions. So the Cooking with the Starrs recipe collection is available online at starchildrensfund.org. And they were selling it at Rawhide in New London. So I don't know if the cookbooks are still available there. I need to probably fact check that, but that was another place. And then they did have them in Lambeau Field in the Packers Pro Shop. So that was another option for people. Although football season's over, I'm sure there might be a few left in there. So
encourage you to check that out.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So a lot of great recipes in here, and I am actually going to make a chicken chili today from the cookbook. My husband and I decided it was going to be a good day for a chili recipe. It's Karen Utek's recipe. So that's on my agenda for a little bit later today.
Mm-hmm. And I wish I was in Alabama right now. I would crash that dinner right now.
It is a damp, cool day in February, so it's perfect chilly weather, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot of other great recipes in here. Which other ones did you have questions about?
So, you know, before we get into too much of that and some of the people that donated recipes and everything, putting this together, were you a part of any of that, reaching out to people and saying, hey, do you have a recipe for the cookbook, or how that worked exactly?
Well, we actually, Capture Sports Marketing really helped us make the connections, and I owe them a lot of, I owe them a lot of debt and gratitude because they had some amazing people that they were able to reach out to on behalf of the Star family. Hmm. And I'm so thrilled that everybody said yes, and they just went ahead and submitted something. That's great news.
Yeah, that is really cool. And thank you. Our audience loves to know how the sausage is made, you know, and stuff. So it's kind of interesting right. to hear how this came together. There's a lot of noteworthy people that dedicated that, you know, put recipes in. But I don't want to skate past Shannon. Shannon, you contributed some to this as well. Can we get a little bit of the backstory of that?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I submitted a favorite salad recipe of mine that I've been making for many years. And I really try to live a healthy lifestyle, make sure I get my greens in. So I have a salad recipe. I have a bison meat sauce recipe that I've included for pasta lovers, and a peanut butter cookie recipe. Most people I know love a good peanut butter cookie, and this one's a big hit. So
all
hope
great
people
choices.
Can try it.
Yeah, that one I'm definitely trying. But the salad sounded interesting to me as well. That sounds those are great. It's got to be fun to. I got to think too to take go through this cookbook and see your recipes in there. That's got to be pretty fun.
It is. I never thought this would happen for me, and I could never dream that I would have recipes in my own little cookbook one day. It's not really mine. It's a group effort, but it's exciting nonetheless.
Well, and it's a family affair too, because your grandmother, Sherry, has some recipes in there as well. Can you tell us a little of that?
Yes, some of our family favorites. She had a wonderful sweet potato souffle that we would have usually around Thanksgiving or Christmas, and it is the best kind of Southern cooking you can hope for. we also have her lemon icebox pie. That was a really good dessert. She would always make that for my father's birthday in October. And let's see, what else did she submit? Let's see. Oh, her famous dips. And she would always serve her dips usually for the NFL football days. So on Sundays, we would have a cucumber dip, or we would have her pimento cheese dip, and people just went crazy about that.
You know, I got to say, I spent some time in Texas a while back, and I discovered the love of brisket, and her brisket one looks pretty good, too. That sounds like a good one to try as well.
Yes, if you're a carnivore, please try it.
have you, you touched on this a little bit already, but have you made any of the recipes from other NFL families? Have you tried any of them?
Yes, the loaded baked potato soup, Gabrielle Dillon, or baked potato soup, that was a big hit. My husband loves baked potato soup. Delicious.
That sounded pretty good. The Southern fried catfish. I've never tried catfish. I would like to try it that way. That sounded really good.
And I have seen that recipe. I have not tried Pamela Davis's recipe yet, but it looks delicious. And catfish is a very mild fish, so it should be a crowd pleaser for just about everybody.
And, you know, I don't know if there is a bigger name or a bigger family name in Green Bay lore than Stars, but the Watts are pretty close. And you got Derek Watt and his wife Gabriella to give a recipe as well.
Yes, they did. They did submit a recipe. And then we have the LaFleur family also, Matt LaFleur's wife. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful and appreciative that all of these people in Green Bay decided that they could submit something also. It's just, it's wonderful to have them join in.
You know, this is it's a bit of a love affair on a number of levels. Certainly a love of football, love of Green Bay Packer football and the history of it. It's also a love of children and caring about them and caring about this cause that comes together. I love a food that brings people together. That's one of the things that really stands out to me. It's certainly, first and foremost, raising the funds that you guys are for the cause that you are. But in this day and age, things that bring us together more, and this cookbook really does that. You have these great recipes that we've mentioned from, you know, people that have ties to the Green Bay Packers, of course. But there's other NFL teams. We mentioned the Davises representing the New Orleans Saints. There are other, you know, teams that are represented on here as well, which I think is kind of cool. And it reminds us, again, how food brings us all together.
Well, it really does. And I think if you spent any time in my grandparents' home, you would have been welcomed in. They would have offered you something to eat. And I'm sure all the other families are like us in that way. You know, come in, have something to eat. Let's watch football together. Let's have some laughs. So it's the unifying cause that brings us all together, right?
Yeah. Well said. Shannon, do you have any memories or anything that you wanted to share with us real quick regarding your grandparents or the food in general or anything?
Well, I have a lot of good memories, and I, you know, it's a little bittersweet around the holidays and this time of year right now, not having my grandparents because I spent so much time with them just growing up since I was 6 years old. And they moved to the Birmingham area. I was always at their house. And so now I'm like, okay, well, how can I keep their memory alive? How can I keep things going for my own family? And this is a really nice way to be able to do that, is passing down the recipes from one generation to the next and reminding them of what we used to do together when we were all together. So that's something I'm focusing on right now. And I remember being 6 years old and my grandparents building their house, and I just thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to get lost in here. This is humongous. I wish I could have them here, and I wish we could be eating and trying these recipes together, but we're going to keep moving forward, and we're going to be positive and just keep raising funds in their name. And I hope they're proud of the work that we're doing.
I would bet my last dollar that they are. I recently lost my last grandparent, and I know my family and I have been hurting over that and feeling it too. It's very encouraging and very invigorating, your story, your family's story, and sharing that. I appreciate that. And it incentivizes so many of us to do some good and honor the people that came before us, like you and your family are doing. Can we tell people again real quick before we let you go how they can find the cookbook and where they can get it?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for mentioning that again. You can get the cookbook at starchildrensfund.org. You could also look into the Packers Pro Shop or at Rawhide in New London.
And keep in mind, everybody, you can learn more about the Star Foundation and what the good work that they're doing. Go to starchildrensfund.org, starchildrensfund.org, to find out more information. Bookmark that page and keep up to date on the great work that they are doing over there. Shannon, this was too great of an interview. You are going to have to come back sometime.
Thank you so much for having me, and hopefully there will be another cookbook and we'll be able to do this again down the road.
We look forward to it. Until then, you guys have yourselves a great week. Thank you again for the time. Take care, Shannon.
Take care. Thank you so much, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other drier, itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering, too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call have announced Wisconsin will join a lawsuit against the Trump administration, Elon Musk, and the Department of Government Efficiency. The lawsuit was filed by a coalition of 19 states and accuses the administration of allowing Musk's team to gain access to the Treasury Department's central payment system in violation of federal law. Governor Evers stated, quote, "Giving political appointees access to our most personal information like this is illegal. That's plain as day," end quote. The system controls funding for programs that Americans depend on, like Social Security, veterans benefits, and Medicare and Medicaid payments. Consumer complaints were dominated by landlord-tenant disputes. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The State Department of Ag and Trade reports that in the over 2,500 cases reported last year, most were related to housing. Telemarketing, home improvement, identity theft, and medical services also ranked high among complaints. The efforts in Madison are said to have led to the return of more than $23 million to consumers.
Valentine's Day happens this week. If you procrastinate ordering flowers for your sweetheart, don't end up falling for a scam. Turning to online florists for last-minute orders may seem like the answer if you wait too late, but you may end up with a disappointing arrangement or no flowers at all. The scams can play out in multiple ways, but the end result is always frustration and sometimes stolen personal and payment information. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau recommends you research the seller, read customer reviews, verify the seller's contact info, check that the website is secure, use secure payment methods such as a credit card, and understand order placement and delivery timelines, among other tips. You can find more information and check for BBB-accredited florists at BBB.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film star's Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film is in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Get ready for some cold later this week. Today, clouds will increase this afternoon, but some sunshine this morning. We'll get to around 20 for a high today. Some light snow tonight, 2 below zero. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 10 above. We're going to drop down to around 7 below Wednesday with some light snow by Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Maggie Dawn.
Whether you voted for Donald Trump or not, do you think what Trump is doing is actually working? I'm going to break it all down about the real strategy and how it will impact you.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, February 10th, 2025. Have your host, James, here, and I am joined right now by our new best friends. We have the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters front office in with us. First up, Jake Adams, assistant GM. Jake, good to see you again.
Good to see you, James.
And we have with us Gwen Phillippe, community relations sales manager. Gwen, good to meet you.
Hello, nice to be here.
Thanks for being here, you guys. Appreciate this. Did you feel that? It got warmer. Just even thinking about baseball, talking about baseball, got a little warmer around here. That feels good, doesn't it?
But mm-hmm. We need that.
Take off my sweatshirt.
Yeah. What we like to do here is get to know our new members when we have an opportunity to. So if you don't mind, we're going to do a little bit of an origin story to kick things off. Now, Jake, we got to get to know you a little bit already the last time you joined us, and thank you for that. Just a recap, though, for the audience that may not got to hear that interview. Tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah, honestly, we talked last time about who I am, born and raised in Minnesota. Not a lot of people want to hear that, especially with the rivalries there. But main goal has always been to work in baseball, and now I'm here in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm really excited to put on a great show for the fans out there, and I felt like this was a fan base that is unmatched in the Northwoods League. Coming out here last July, and people were going crazy up until the ninth inning in a blowout game. I've never seen a random Tuesday where people stick around the whole game and keep getting loud, keep going crazy. So I'm excited to be in Wisconsin Rapids, excited to put on a good show for this fan base.
Jake, do you have any previous experience with the Northwoods League or with being a GM or being in the front office?
Yeah, so this will be my third season in the Northwoods League. I started as an intern for a small team in Wilmer, Minnesota. Came back to them as their marketing and promotions manager. I took a break from the Northwoods League and went to minor league baseball for a season. Worked for the Charleston River Dogs, the Tampa Bay Rays single A affiliate. Always have to flex that Bill Murray was my boss, but has to be in. I think that's an NDA. I have to disclose that.
Yeah, that will never get old, by the way.
I mean, I disclose that to everyone I meet, that I know someone that knows Bill Murray. So
that's fair enough. And then I spent one season working with the Major League Soccer team in Minnesota and realized soccer's not my sport because I was sitting at the scores table wondering, what is going on here? So now I'm back in baseball, back in the Northwoods League, and I'm excited. I love what this league stands for, and I love the towns like Wisconsin Rapids that are involved in it.
Appreciate that, Jake. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Gwen, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my sports knowledge and experience is definitely lacking compared to Jake, but I come from Minnesota as well, so sorry to say that. But my background is actually in weddings and hospitality and events and things like that, but I've always loved the atmosphere of sporting events, and going to baseball games has always been, you know, the most fun time. So when posed with the opportunity of, Gwen, would you even want to get into sports? I was like, heck yeah. Because the idea of making it more than just a baseball game, of making it an experience, an event that you want to go to, is something super exciting to make it fun and different every single time.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah,
that is, and really unique, your background. I know a little bit about this. My brother works for the Oshkosh Herd, the Milwaukee Bucks affiliate.
Yeah.
And he's in marketing and sales and a lot of that, and it's a dream job for him. But he didn't come from that world. And it's just such a hard job to get your foot in the door into sports when you want to do that. Looking into the history of a lot of GMs and where they come from, and now most of them come from sports or marketing or some kind of thing. There's a crossover there, but you don't always see it. Yeah. It's interesting to go from the wedding game to this. I imagine that there's some parallels, and then there's some things that are very different.
Sure. There's a lot of things that are very similar, and then sometimes you ask me about like how to order jerseys and things, and I'm like, no clue.
yeah. But that part of it, I think, is such a, and I really do admire this with certainly the Rafters front ownership, but, and just in general in sports, when I see this, when the braveness to bring in people from outside of sports, we need more of that. You know, we were kind of joking in our pregame and everything of reinventing the wheel and coming up with new promotions and stuff. That can be difficult, especially when we're talking about a game that's older than all of us combined.
Yeah.
And that to be able to bring in different angles from things and people that see it differently or come from a different marketing background. That's how this industry survives. That's how these things get really, we have a lot of fun as a fan base, but also it's, the job is fun for you guys, I would imagine, mm-hmm. too. It just keeps it fresh and interesting. As a side note, one of these days, Jake, you and I have to get together, and we're just going to spend in a half an hour talking about minor league baseball team names.
Oh, absolutely.
There's nothing better than minor league baseball team names. Nothing better. You mentioned a couple of those there, and I'm just like, oh, those are so good. Those are such good. The best nicknames in sports are minor league baseball.
Logos and nicknames, just minor league baseball's cream of the crop.
Yeah. Obviously. Trash Pandas, honorable mention.
That's a great one. Yes. When it comes to baseball in general, I ask this of both of you. You are in an industry with that you could take your talents to so many different things. And as you mentioned there, Gwen, with going into winning mm-hmm. and making that. Why baseball? Why choose to go into this for a living, go into this to do for every day in and day out? Jake, how about for you?
I think my love for baseball started when I was really young, going to Twins games at the Metrodome, watching Joe Mauer and Justin Morneau. I just fell in love with the sport and played it all the way through high school, realized I wasn't good at the playing side of it. So I wanted to find a career that would keep me close to that game that I love. And I think the rewarding aspect of it is you get to wake up every morning and go to a baseball field and say, I'm in my office today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's insane. Yeah. Like, I feel like this game has done so much for me and how I was raised and what my hobbies were, what I was so interested in, that I want to give back to this game every way I can. So that's why I say baseball is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gwen, how about for you?
I mean, I think baseball is one of my favorite sports just because I feel it feels so much more interactive than, you know, football. You're so far away. You're not a part of the game. But in baseball, you can make a difference with how you're cheering and how you're getting into the game. And it really is all of us together. So it just feels so much more interactive than everything else, that it pulls you in so much more if you're not even a fan of sports, that baseball is America's pastime for a reason.
It's a perfect example of what I was referring to before about coming to this with a different angle of things. Mm-hmm. Jake and I, we love baseball our whole lives. And with that, we, you know, got a good passion for it. But I think we're almost normalized certain parts of it and everything, especially sports in general, just loving sports in general and taking them in from a young age and that. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that with baseball in ages. That's such a good point about the game and how I think part of the reason why you see such a popularity with minor league baseball teams or with the Northwoods League or some of this, and this loyalty that these communities have to these teams. They treat them like they're their high school alma maters and mm-hmm. everything. It's in part because of that connection we feel to the team, to the players, because we're so literally physically closer to them. I think that does play a big part of it.
100%.
That's an interesting note. That's interesting. I do want to get into the host family event coming up and group tickets and so much of that. But I do want to apologize to you guys. I haven't had you in before, and I've been distracted this whole time. I recently signed up for texts with Roscoe, mm-hmm. and I don't want to brag or anything like that to the audience, but I have a straight connection to Roscoe. Where I am getting update. Oh, it's the rafters. It isn't just straight up to Roscoe, is it? Okay.
It might be Roscoe. You never know.
I do want to remind the audience about this. I think this is a really cool feature, and I don't know if every single Rafter fan out there has already signed up or anything, but in case we didn't, I did want to remind everybody, you are invited to opt in for a free text service with your Rafters. Where did this idea come from, and what kind of information will people get through the text?
Yeah. Honestly, it kind of came from a little brainstorm where we said, how can we be one-to-one with our fans and give them the most up-to-date news, up-to-date weather updates? We can give away tickets, we can give away prizes, we can just be connected with our fan base, because we've seen other teams successfully use it, other teams in the league, and we thought, we want to make sure that our fan is getting the best experience out mm-hmm. of it, whether it's a rainy day at the ballpark, you're wondering, do I come down? Is it going to be canceled? What's going on? We want to make sure we can be as up to date with it, but we can also do some fun stuff with it. If you're sitting at the very last row of the bleachers and there's an open table in the home plate club, you can text in and maybe we'll upgrade you. There might be discounts in the merch shop. There might be a 2-for-1 special at the concession stand. There's so many possibilities with it, and you're going to want to opt in because we're going to have some fun with it.
You know, baseball in general is one of those sports that, because it's almost an everyday sport, we you know, are going to just roll to the ballpark and that. But we also live in Wisconsin, and the weather will change every 5 seconds. It's already changed in the time I've said this sentence. The weather has changed up and down or what have you. Being able to, social media is fantastic, and your guys' website is fantastic. Encourage people to bookmark if you haven't already, NorthwoodsLeague.com, and keep up to date on the Rafters that way. Like and subscribe to all of their pages on all of your social media accounts. You guys do a great job of keeping us up to date on those things. But this is right to you. This is direct right there. And we got so many families in the community that, you know, build up and we're going to go to the game. We're going to go check out this game Wednesday or something like that. And families get busy. Families have a lot going on. They don't always have a chance to check their social media or to check the website or something. There's no missing this. There's no going right directly to them. It's such a great idea and such a nice service. And it's free, everybody. It's free. It's completely free. Check it out. You can sign up. You can find more out by going NorthwoodsLeague.com, but I can give you the number right now. You can text the word Roscoe to 833-461-0237. That is 833-461-0237. Text the word Roscoe, and you, just like me, get signed up for it and keep up to date on all the cool things that are going on with your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We are sitting back talking with Jake and Gwen, front office of your Raptors, and let's talk a little bit about host families. You guys have a host family event coming up. Let's remind everybody about that.
Yeah, so this Saturday at the Wood County YMCA, we're going to have a little host family seminar, talk with our host family coordinators, Ren and Andy, about what it means to be a host family, how important it is to not only our players, but our interns who are coming from across the country to spend a summer in Wisconsin Rapids, and they need that Wisconsin Rapids hospitality. We need to fill some beds, get some kids into houses, and make sure that you can make an impact on not only the team, but the players that you're working with.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, and we've talked to a bunch of players and interns, and they've talked about, you know, even as they move on to minor league and major league, they still remember their host families and talk to them and, you know, how much of Wisconsin Rapids made a difference on them because of that hospitality. So it's super cool to see and to be a part of that and say, oh, I had Bryson Stott live with me for a summer. Like, how cool is that?
We've every year around this time, we have a handful of listeners that'll call in and share their stories of, you know, 5-10 years ago, I had a kid in, and I'm still following his career. They still reach out and talk to each other and everything, and are practically pen pals. They're the way they keep up with all this. You're so right about this, Gwen. It's such a cool added layer to this, loving this team, is taking it to another level of that. You know, there's certain key people in when it comes to an organization that help it run and help it flow. You guys are vital. The players, you know, coach, all these things, very vital. Doesn't happen without it. You can make an argument that none of this happens without host families.
100%.
You know, they're one of the most integral parts of all of this to work. For us to have a real fun summer, bring these kids to town, treat them like they're one of our own and all that, we need the host families to be able to do that. And I am blown away by the way this community has stepped up every year that the Rafters have been in town here, with being hosting and opening their doors to these kids and letting them stay and giving them a real home, not just a room and a bed, but like a home. Like, I don't think that a lot of it, I grew up in an athletic family. My dad traveled a lot for sports with hockey and boxing and everything. And I know a little bit about this, but even I don't have a real glimpse of what it's like to, hey, I'm letting my son go to a completely different state that he's never been in before. And he's going to be staying with a family he's never met before or anything like that. And good luck. And know that you're be able to do that and trust the process, be able to trust that that's happening. The Rafters have a long history of being able to do this, and that comes with a lot of comfort. There's so much of what it means to be a host family that I don't know we can really put into words to, though.
Yeah, and that's what this event is all for. So you're going to hear from our coordinators, from previous host families, and we've even collected quotes, like I said, from previous players and things like that, to really know what it means and what the benefit is for you, not just the people that you're hosting. And just as an added benefit, everyone that comes gets 2 free Rafters tickets. So
there you go, right there.
Yeah.
When we're talking about encouraging people to be a host family, are there things, certain details you should know before you even get to going on this thought process? like certain things that you have to have or anything like that?
Honestly, all we ask is it's not just you lending out your couch to a kid for the summer. We do need a private bedroom for them, both interns and players. But we do a good job of making sure to connect the best player to the best host family. We do surveys, making sure that it's no pet allergies, no food allergies, nothing along those lines. But in general, we're just looking for loving families who are willing to open up their doors for a second kid for the summer. And like you said earlier, you can't imagine sometimes letting in a random kid for the summer. My brother used to play junior hockey, so his whole life after high school was host families and billet families. But he says he keeps in contact with them all the time, and I believe that we do a good job of making sure that that relationship isn't just a one summer and done. It's a lifelong bond.
You know, one of the things that I think is noteworthy, and we talk about this with both of our teams, our River Kings and Rafters, we want to bring in talented kids. We want to win. We love winning around here. It feels great. Well, we got this banner over here from 16 that we just love, and we look at it almost every day and stuff. All that is secondary to the character of these athletes, mm-hmm. the people that we bring to our community. Both organizations have an incredibly stellar record of bringing just good kids, just good people. And I think that's noteworthy. Not only, you know, something that we can take pride in with our local team and feel good about, but to the host families and understanding that these are gentlemen you're bringing into your home. These are people that are coming in with a certain ethic to them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's noteworthy just in today's day and age, let alone opening your doors to it and stuff. And keeping in mind that what Jake was saying there, that's really the barometer there. And if you have that to offer, we would love to have you. And you are going to be building something that you can't even put into words, to Gwen's point about the connections and the relationship that you build here, not just for a summer, but many summers going forward. What are the details of the event again? Remind everybody about it.
So it's this Saturday over at the YMCA. It's at 2:00. We'll have signage on the inside directing you to the right place, but we're going to have all of our host family coordinators chatting about what it means to be a host family. And if you attend, even if you don't sign up to be a host family, we have two Rafters tickets waiting for you.
It's pretty cool. Also want to remind everybody that group tickets are going on sale. Let's remind everybody about that.
Absolutely. So we do have them available right now for Craft River, Rat Trap, Party in the Park, anything that suits your fancy for getting your family, friends, employees out to the ballpark this summer for a great time. Everyone that's done it has said that they've just had a great time, and a lot of them include food and beverage. So, you know, where else can you get 3 hours of entertainment with food and beverage in town? So if you are interested in that, feel free to stop into the office or contact me at pr@raftersbaseball.com, and I can answer any questions you have to make sure you get a good time this summer.
We'll make sure to get that information out again before we let you guys go. But that's great. And again, it's just getting warmer and warmer the more we talk about this. I pulled up the schedule. I'm looking at May 26th, a Monday, Green Bay Rockers. This is opening day. I cannot wait. I just want to hibernate until then, to be honest with you. I really do. I'm so excited about it. I would not be a journalist if I did not press you guys and try to get promo ideas out of you or jersey things or something like that. Give me something. Give me a little bit of something so I can go back to Seth and everybody and say I did something journalistically.
We'll appease everyone to give a little bit of, we can't give away the whole farm quite yet. Our promo schedule, we're still developing, but I feel like this is the timely aspect of it that we can announce one big thing we're doing this summer. Post Super Bowl, we made a decision as a front office and as a team. We are officially banning Travis Kelce from historic Witterfield for the 2025 season. We felt that his performance was not up to our par for how he is as Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Feel like Taylor deserved a lot better, so you heard it here first. We are banning Travis Kelce. We will commemorate the ban with our theme night, Anyone But Kelce Night. That's going to be on Saturday, June 7th, I believe. June 7th or June 9th. Mm-hmm. We're going to be asking fans to wear their favorite jerseys, as long as it's not a Travis Kelce 87 jersey. Right. If you do have a Travis Kelce jersey and you think, man, that was an embarrassing performance, we don't want to wear that again, bring it to the ballpark. We will trade you a brand new Rafters jersey for your Travis Kelce jersey. And We're going to commemorate the night with Taylor Swift music because she didn't do anything wrong. It's not her
fault. It's not her fault.
But that's kind of the big one we wanted to talk about today because why not? It's timely with the Super Bowl, and that was just a pathetic performance from Travis Kelce and the Chiefs in general.
That's a great idea, you guys. That's a great idea. God, that's good. We know we are going to have a fun summer. We know it is going to be a banger of a summer. It is going to be a good one. And that just even just that right there already lets us know how much it's going to be, and really how much fun this is going to be with some of the new faces, whether it's on the diamond or it is in upstairs in the front office and everything. We have long appreciated the relationship that we have with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We have been the home of the Rafters since its inception, and we always will be. We appreciate every pitch, every hit, every win being right here at WFHR. We're looking forward to hanging out with you guys more, having the players join us on Playmakers and things like that. It's going to be a really fun summer. Thanks a lot for joining us, both of you. Appreciate the time. If people have follow-up questions, want to get to talk with either one of you at all about anything we talked about today, Gwen, how can they reach you?
Yeah, I am at PR, as in public relations, at raftersbaseball.com.
And Jake, how about for you?
AGM at raftersbaseball.com. But honestly, if you guys just want to stop into the front office,
we're always there.
Love chatting with our fans, talking baseball, and getting ready for some Rafters baseball.
Mm-hmm. Get your tickets, everybody, at northwoodsleague.com. Be sure to be ready for opening day, May 26th. It's coming up. And, of course, every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter baseball right here at WFHR. Looking forward to a great season ahead. Be sure to follow them on social media as well and sign up for that text chain so you can get up to date on all those things. Thanks again, you two. We'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, many areas in Milwaukee are considered a food desert. That's why there's the mobile market. You'll find out how you can use it yourself. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at Civic...
CBS News Brief. Another day of court scrutiny over President Trump's plans to cut federal spending. Stacey Lynn reports a Boston judge heard arguments on plans to offer federal workers a buyout.
Today, the judge sided with the unions and will continue to keep the plan on hold as he weighs whether to issue a preliminary injunction.
Lawmakers like Senator Chris Van Hollen rallied outside the Social Security Administration's headquarters in Baltimore.
We have one simple message, which is Elon Musk, keep your hands off of our Social Security.
Trump has said he would sign an order imposing steel tariffs today. He has directed the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies. This donut shop owner in Berkeley, California.
How are we going to make change? It's not fair to the customer.
The president said it costs more to make pennies than they're worth. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Join us for the next Midday Magazine as we welcome in part one.